Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Joe Mixon was really,
well,
really good.
Ron, another part of Joe Mixon is, I don't know what the post game conversations were, but my understanding is that C.J. Stroud, as well as Joe Mixon, kind of talked to the team in the locker room afterwards. I heard they were tremendous. I don't really know what to think about C.J. Stroud in that perspective from being that vocal leader. Like I think this team has got to feel the leadership void on offense in a big, big way. They got to flip that in a big way, and I think part of that is realizing who C.J. is and how he leads. So I say all that to say I'm not. I doubt that I would personally be real impressed with what CJ had to say after the game, but I'd be willing to bet you that whatever Joe Mixon had to say was on point. I mean, he's the kind of guy that his mentality, his leadership, his play, I think is a championship caliber dude. Mentality, approach.
He's been to the Super Bowl, so he's been there with Cincinnati. All right, Tyler. There are options, man. Tyler, who is your player of the game?
Well, I can tell you who the hell my player of the game isn't, and that is anybody involved with the special teams unit of the Houston Texans. But my player of the game here...
Your player of the game's not Chris Boyd?
No, hell no. Anybody on special teams, just go sit in a corner and think about your life, man. Just go think about it. But no, my player of the game, it's going to go to the group of fellas that might as well be wearing red and white, but they're wearing black and white. I'm going to go with the officiating crew from this divisional round matchup between the Chiefs and Texans up at Arrowhead.
Let it out, man.
Great job by y'all, man. I mean, whether it was the Phantom roughing the passer that continued to drive that would have been a punt ending up in 3 points, or whether it was Justin Reed jumping off sides on a missed Kaimi field goal, or whether it was, you know, several other horrendous calls by the referees in this Chiefs-Texans game. We obviously know who they were playing for. Good job, refs, if you're in Kansas City. You're the player of the game.
There you go. Let it out, man. Let it out, man. Let that out your heart, man. Everyone should. Let it out. There is your players of the game, your Manai Institute players of the game right here on The Drive. All right, coming up, we got to get into that defense because, look, that was a big-time performance. They were put in tough spots multiple times in this game, and they came through.